Carmel High School prides itself in academic excellence. This excellence reaches into things like pioneering a new form of teaching known as flipped learning. James Ziegler, a social studies teacher at CHS, explains what flipped learning is.
Okay, so flipped learning is a different way of teaching. Essentially, the goal behind it is to kind of let the kids do some of the easier work at home, where you would have them do maybe like lectures and watch them on videotape at home. So that way it opens up class time to be able to do some of the more hands-on activities or activities where students might need a little added support.
Dan Perdun is a math teacher at CHS who is helping lead the way for teachers to employ flipped learning into their classrooms. He explains some of the benefits of flipped learning.
So ultimately the goal in every classroom is that we get students to independent application. So we don't just want students to learn something just on the surface. We want them applying the learning to some higher level application. But to get there, you have to go through the basics. So you got to teach the vocabulary. You got to teach the basics of how to use that vocabulary. You have to teach the basics of the process. You got to teach the skills. And some of that can be done at home in the flipped learning process so that the teacher can be there during the most difficult part of that process.
However, not all processes are perfect. Perdun explains some of the drawbacks of flipped learning.
You know, similar to most things, it requires students to do some work outside of class. So ultimately, the one drawback that comes to mind is, but what if students don't do that learning outside of class? They're missing out on something. But ultimately, that's the same difficulty that we have if we say, well, what if a student doesn't do homework?
Even with some shortcomings, flipped learning is effective. Ziegler explains the effectiveness of flipped learning.
They provide students with the opportunity for the tasks that are the most challenging or hardest to have somebody who's an expert that can help them on the spot. Again, they're not struggling at home, trying to figure it out on their own. They're not, you know, bothering their parents and, you know, trying to get them to help them out if they don't understand their homework. The flipped classroom, again, it allows them to have one-on-one support on the most difficult tasks in the classroom with the teacher, as well as from their peers.
The effectiveness of flipped learning has helped teachers put it into their curriculums more and more. Perdun explains why he used flipped learning.
Ultimately, I just think it's a better option than what I've done prior to that. So the one section that we did, I thought it was something that you've seen before. You don't need to listen to me lecture on it for 20 minutes. Some of you can jump ahead. Some of you need that lecture. So as a teacher, you try to differentiate to offer kids what they need. So ultimately, it was my way of trying to get all students to reach a high level of learning in our class, and I thought flipped learning was a good option for that unit that we covered.
After using flipped learning in his classroom, Ziegler explains if students preferred flipped learning to traditional learning.
I think they will enjoy it a lot more just because of the fact that, again, it's allowing you to do more hands-on type things in class and more application of what they're learning, and I think that's always good.
Some students at CHS weighed in their opinions on whether they prefer traditional or flipped learning.
Traditional, just what I've always done. It's what I'm used to.
I guess it depends on like if it's just review, then flipped. But then it's just like if it's new stuff, probably regular.
I prefer a traditional classroom because you get to work out all the problems and do all the work in class, and so you get to know what to do, and then there's the teacher to help you.
So while it seems that teachers who are using flipped learning feel that it helps the students learn better, the students themselves much prefer traditional learning. However, more and more teachers are implementing flipped learning into their curriculums, so it seems that it is here to stay. For WHJE Radio, this has been Dan Burkhard. To hear stories like this and many more, visit WHJE.com.